Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. This week, I will be visiting with Ryan McCarty, the new principal of Provo Peaks Elementary. But first, let's go over the updates. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, June 10th. The study session will begin at 4 o'clock p.m. in Boardroom 1 at the Provo City School District office. The business meeting will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Professional Development Center at the district office. Please check the district website prior to the meeting to see exact times and the full agenda. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. I am here with Ryan McCarty, who is our new principal at Provo Peaks Elementary. Thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
Just give us a little bit of personal background Sure. So people can get to know you a little bit. You're now moving to Provo Peaks.
You got it. So I was born in Oregon.
Lived there till I was 8. Yeah. That's awesome.
But mostly feel like I grew up, you know, from 8 to 18 in Orem, so not too far down the road. I am married to my wife, Amanda, for 24 years.
That's awesome.
And we have 3 kids. My oldest is 20. I have a high school 17-year-old and a junior high hitting the teens 12-year-old.
Oh, that's amazing. That's a fun time. Yeah. That's awesome. What made you decide to go into education? Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Sure. Yeah. It was a little bit of a different journey. In college, studied a lot of different things, kind of trying to figure out what I wanted. And then I kind of zeroed in on wanting to be a child psychologist, actually. And so my undergrad was in neuroscience and psychology. I did a double major. I had a year in between my plans to do grad school, and I had volunteered at the state hospital as part of one of my classes in psychology. And I was fortunate enough to be at the school there at the state hospital, and I just loved it. It was an awesome experience and really felt like I connected with the kids. There was one particular kid that was pretty difficult, and I felt like I connected with him and was able to really help him and kind of just saw that light turn on when he was able to figure some things out that he was struggling with. And that was just an amazing experience. And so I didn't know anything of like what the background was of those. I knew it wasn't a traditional school.
Right.
And so one day I was just kind of like, okay, I got to figure what I'm going to do in between this gap year. And I went into the school and talked to the teacher I volunteered with and just said, hey, you know, what opportunities are there at the school here? And she said, you know, interesting. I am actually leaving and I'm really worried who's going to take my class over. And I think you should teach my class. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
and so
okay.
She walked me down to the principal's office and said, you need to hire him to be a teacher. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So then he connected me with Morgan Anderson, and I learned that I had to get a license in teaching, right? I didn't know that. And so I actually started teaching before I had taken any educational classes on an alternate route to licensure. But Morgan helped me to get into BYU's special education licensure program. And so I kind of was doing both that, teaching and doing that program for 2 years. I ended up being at the state hospital for 3 total years and kind of just fell in love with teaching and felt like, you know, that was what I needed to do. In the back of my mind, I still was wondering if I was going to go into child psychology. Obviously, there's a lot of overlap. And so I actually applied to a program at the University of Utah and got accepted. But by the time I got accepted in that program, I just knew that I wanted to stay in education. That was where my heart was. Wow. And so I went to Spring Creek. I was there for 3 years. And Jared Seitz was my mentor there, who's now at the district level mentor there. And he helped me see just the positive impact that a good instructional leader could have at a school and really motivated me to go into educational administration. And, you know, I went to BYU for my master's and kind of went from there. So,
and then you ended up at Amelia and you're the principal there for
11 years.
11 years.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Roots ran deep there.
Yes, for sure. What are you most excited about Provo Peaks, or what have you learned about the community that makes you excited about taking over that school?
You know, it's a super unique community. I mean, you have CAS, which is awesome. And I've already been able to meet some of the parents and learn about the program there. Super excited about the opportunities there. You have the severe special education classes, and I have a background in special education and when I was, part of my time in my journey, I spent a couple of years at Provo High. And so I didn't teach the severe class, but I worked directly with that class. And so I feel like I have some good experience there. So I'm super excited to get to know those kids and work with those kids and teachers. And then uniquely, I actually have been at Provo Peaks as part of my journey bouncing around. Before Amelia, I was at Provo Peaks for 1 year as the facilitator. So got to know the community there, and it's an amazing community, and I'm super excited to reconnect with them. So
tell me how you feel like your background in special ed has really helped you as an administrator, because I think it gives you such a unique skill set, and I would love for you to highlight what it brings to the table there.
I'll say two things. First is how to break down learning. You know, when you're working with students with learning disabilities, they've had a lot of opportunities of maybe traditional learning, and it hasn't worked sometimes. Yeah. And so you have to really break down the learning concepts to then build them back up to get them back to grade level.
Right.
And so being able to kind of understand the importance of prerequisite skills and the building blocks of learning going all the way back to the basics up to the most complex concepts, I feel like it's really helped me to dive into that fully. And I think as we work together with our faculty and as that understanding grows collectively, it can really help move kids from where they are to where we want them to be and where they can be. And then the second thing I think is just the idea of individualization. You know, I mean, in special education, every student has an individualized education plan, and that plan is uniquely tailored for them. And although we don't formally do that for every kid, I strongly believe in that concept. And I like to extend that well beyond just the required, you know, program for those kids in special education. So whether that be like meeting with parents and teachers and creating an individual plan for someone's behavioral support or emotional support, or whether that be extension opportunities for kids to go higher, I just think that the idea of individualizing an education and not a one size fits all is just kind of core to, I think, my belief in education.
That's awesome. Tell us what you would love the students at Provo Peaks to know about you as you're coming in as their new principal.
Yeah, I love to connect. You know, that was one of the things that I loved at Amelia Earhart. You know, I was there for a long time and really felt like I was connected with the families, the parents, the students. I really prioritize getting to know kids' names. Yeah. I'm going to jump right into that. I mean, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes of like calling kids the wrong name, because that's the only way you learn.
That's right.
But I'm going to just jump full steam into that and get to know the kids. And I just feel like that connection, that idea that there's someone at school, there's a lot of people at school, but I'm one of those people at school that care about them, that know about them and want to help them be successful. And that's been really meaningful to me. And that's definitely something I'm super excited to bring to Provo Peaks. Yeah.
What do you want the parents to know about you?
Yeah, I have already been fortunate enough to meet with some of the parents at Provo Peaks. I reached out and offered, and that offer still stands for those hearing. If they want to reach out to me, ryanm@provo.edu, if you want to send me an email and set up a time. But I've already met with some, and it's been amazing. I love meeting one-on-one or, you know, with parents and kids, and just being able to talk about what are their kind of desires, dreams for their kids, what are the barriers that they see, how can we partner together to make that situation better. And I love that. I mean, sometimes parents are like, oh, I'm sorry. No, this is what I love. I love to be able to problem solve with parents and sit down and figure out how we can best meet the needs of their kids. And that goes back to that individualizing. I think that there's a lot we can do to make the education experience for kids unique to their needs.
Tell me a little bit about the transition that you've been undergoing. Like, how do you step into a new school? How do you figure out what are kind of the sacred cows that you can't move, right? And how does that work?
It's a great question. Yeah. So, you know, this spring, a lot of times it felt like I was doing two jobs.
Yeah, because you were.
And so, you know, some weeks I was spending about almost half my time at Provo Peaks because I met with every staff that I could individually.
Good.
And so I carved out time to meet one-on-one. And that was typically the first question I asked. What are the things that you feel are going well that we need to make sure that we keep going? Because I think that's where we start to build on, right? And then the conversation went and I learned a lot about the school and a lot about the things that are important. And then also gives me an idea of maybe what our next steps are. What are the next goals and priorities that we want to work on? So, yeah, that'd be a big part of that.
That is a big part of it. Tell me about, just so that kids can get a sense of like your sense of humor and how you connect with them, share a fun story that you've had with a kid or why you, to just really convey to them why you care so much about education.
Sure. you know, obviously what I want to help all kids do is to feel safe, feel loved, and then succeed academically. But I feel like it's a holistic journey. And so I'll give an example that's maybe not directly academic related.
That's okay.
But I feel that it is a big part of what makes kids feel part of a community at school. So, you know, one of our traditions at Amelia Earhart has been our kickball game.
Yes.
And it's a big deal, right?
It's a huge deal.
And so, you know, kids from like second grade, like, I can't wait to play in the kickball game. I mean, it's something they look forward to, right? And so one of the things I do is after spring break, I work with getting like captains from sixth grade, and they help us like pick teams. And then during lunch recess each day, we practice to get ready. So I'm basically their coach for like the last month of school. And so it's just a super fun way for me to be just super involved and engaged with the kids and to coach them and help them. And, you know, this year they won.
I know that must be that good coaching that's coming in there.
They played so amazingly. It was so fun. So again, like whatever it is, I just want to be fully invested, and I want to be with the kids, whether it's in the classroom, out at recess. I feel like the kids, you know, some of the kids wrote some things that were really sweet about just how I would go out of my way to, you know, check in on them and see how they were doing. And it meant a lot that it meant to them. I know it means a lot to me, but it was fun to hear from some of the notes I got of how much they recognize and notice that, because that's exactly what I want. They're so important. I love them, and I want them to feel that.
I also have noticed just how much time you spend in classrooms. Like, you'll go read to kids, you'll sit down with a group and start working with the kids and helping out. And it just brightens their day. You know every kid by name, you know what their strengths are, you know where they might struggle. You can just see you're really tapped into each student in the school. That's very apparent.
Thank you. That's really important to me.
No, it is. And you walk the walk. It's not just something you say that you do. I have just witnessed it. And it is also something that the parents at Amelia and your teachers at Amelia have said, like, Ryan is always in our classrooms, and not in like that he's checking up on me, but he cares about what's happening and cares about that great instruction that's taking place. And so I look forward to that being at Provo Peaks as well.
And
just that energy that's going to be there. That will be really great. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the Provo Peaks community, just about you or your philosophy about what you hope to accomplish or how to put people at ease? Or because, you know, transitions are always
totally
hard.
Totally. It is. It's hard. You know, one thing I feel really strongly about is that, you know, for an organization to become great, there needs to be an open communication. You know, that's one thing that I speak a lot about with my teachers is if you're feeling something, if there's a concern, come talk to me. Like, I solicit it, you know, I want to seek it, because I know that we all have blind spots. We all have, you know, things that we're not aware of or that we miss. And I feel the same way with parents. I love it when parents, I felt like I built a lot of trust with parents at Amelia, and I want to build that at Provo Peaks, where parents can come in and say, hey, I'm concerned about this, or I'm worried about this. And teachers can do that, because that's how we become great. You know, if we kind of keep it to ourselves and just kind of like say, I'll deal with it, then we never reach that greatness. And I don't want that. These kids deserve the best. And the only way we can do that is if we have a willingness to have the hard conversations, to give the feedback to each other in a loving way, but directly and openly and transparently.
Yeah. And I think that's how we're going to get the best problem solving, right? Yeah. Get people's concerns addressed. You're an awesome principal, Ryan. Like, no question. And we're excited to have you at Provo Peaks.
Awesome. Excited to be there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.